Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a joy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. It's a beautiful scripture, and we do it every week in church when we break bread and partake of the Lord's table. I like what Horatius Bonar wrote. He said, "Here, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. Here would I touch and handle things unseen. Here grasp with firmer hand eternal grace, and all my weariness upon thee lean. Here would I feed upon the bread of God. Here drink with thee the royal wine of heaven. Here would I lay aside each earthly load. Here, taste afresh the calm of sin forgiven." My dear brothers and sisters, in his sovereign wisdom, our Lord knew that his followers through the centuries would need a continual reminder of the essential truths of their faith. That is the sacrificial death of Jesus, the triumphant resurrection, and the victorious return of Christ. For his disciples, Christ shared the Last Supper and introduced the signs of the new covenant. His broken body and shed blood symbolized by the bread and the cup. With this supper as the model, he then gave instructions that this feast of remembrance should occur regularly in our worship of him until he comes. After that, it will culminate in heaven with the saints of the ages in the wedding supper of the Lamb, as referenced in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 and 9. Not only should the communion service serve as a backward and forward reminder of what Christ has done and will do for us, but it should also cause us to look within ourselves. The Bible reminds us in 1 Corinthians 11, 28, a man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. Hallelujah. So, my dear brothers and sisters, reflect on this. Am I truly willing to take the backward, forward, and inward looks as I anticipate the next communion service? Very important. Amen. So, even now on, prepare yourselves to meet with the Lord this Sunday morning and to break bread together with the brethren in the house of God and to recognize the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We want to bless you. We want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor and the dominion and the power and the authority, because it all belongs to you. Abba, Father, I thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies that encompasses us all. Lord, I know that you desire that your people will be blessed. You desire that your sons and daughters will flourish and prosper. And Lord, in for that, you did a memorial, and you wanted an ordinance to be obeyed and to be followed by every believer, is to remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. This is what we must do, is to remember the sacrifice of Yeshua in our lives every day. Today as well, O Lord, we remember that you died for us. You paid the price for our sin. Even before you could deal with our sins, you dealt with our sicknesses. And by your wounds and by your stripes, we are healed. So today, give us the grace. Lord God Almighty, I pray for your flock as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day, that you will bless them, lead them, guide them. Lord, appoint them, accomplish your work through them, and flourish them in every area of their lives. If anyone is sick in our midst, Lord, I send forth your word of healing to flow into their bodies. Their bodies will be healed, made whole by the power of God's Spirit, that the name of Yeshua will be lifted high. We thank you, we love you, we bless you. We appreciate you. We honor you. We give you all praise, glory, honor, and dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.